Welcome to Digital Filipino Talks, and for this episode, we have the General Manager of ayusdito.ph, Mr. John Santigo. Hi John, can you give us an update on how ayusdito.ph is doing?
Well, it's doing pretty good. ayusdito.ph, comparing when we started in March in 2009, mm-hmm. month on month and year on year, our numbers have been growing significantly. So I'd say that it's been a pretty good 2 years for us, and mm-hmm. we expect that number to grow still for this year.
How many listings do you now get on a monthly basis?
On a monthly basis, we get at least 50,000 or so listings. Wow. Across all categories.
Across all categories. Yeah. A lot of people are saying that with the emergence of group buying sites, classified ads mm-hmm. can have some sort of a challenge. Although some people are saying that there's no direct competition because you totally have a different market mm-hmm. for the classifieds and for the buy and sell side. What's your perspective on this?
Well, I'd say if you look at it from the different directions, on the competitive side, I would say that yes, to the point that, you know, people, both types of business models offer people good deals. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'd say they're competing in that angle.
Okay.
But then again, if you would look specifically at the way the businesses are transacted, group buying sites are really based more on getting good deals and discounts on a wholesale type of basis. With buy and sell, we cover more categories because what we offer are personal items that are being sold on mm-hmm. the site. There is some level of competition.
Yeah, because I noticed some of the establishments also are using the classifieds to introduce themselves.
Yes, they are. But mm-hmm. In terms of the business model for ayusdito, we focus specifically on okay. individual items.
Okay. Well, when you look at the numbers, the number of internet users, and then when you look at the number of unique visitors going to marketplaces or buy and sell sites like ayusdito, one can conclude that there's still less than 10% of the total internet, or even 5% of the total internet user volume who's now trading through buy and sell sites. And I guess a lot of people still don't know whether from a buyer or seller perspective on how to take advantage of it. So I guess for the benefit of our viewers who would like to learn more on how can they become a seller and what path should they take, what do you suggest?
The number of people who go buy and sell online versus the total online population in the country, yeah, it's still pretty small compared to the total internet population.
Okay.
And I think it's really more on the mentality that we have.
Okay.
Of, you know, if I were a seller, I mean, you know, there's the usual properties, cars, electronics, and those are basics. I mean, you just go to Green Hills and you can see the slew of secondhand phones being sold there. Mm-hmm. But if you would expand it, there are a lot of other things that people can sell. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned to you, in our Finnish site, one of the hottest selling items are baby strollers.
I mean,
if you would look at it from our cultural point of view, what? You're selling baby strollers? Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess it's more of how we use and treat our items. Mm-hmm. It's really more the setting up the mindset of these things like baby strollers, you don't use for the entire lifetime. Mm-hmm. I mean, when your baby grows up, you're not going to use it. Mm-hmm. And definitely, by the
and
time
you're... Although you tend to give it away.
Yes, you tend
to
give
it away. Or sell
it
to friends.
Correct. But, you know, again, there's that cultural thing with us again. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you look at it from another point of view, I can sell it. It's still good if I take care of it. Mm-hmm. I can still sell it as a very practical and good value item. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that's one. What I'm saying about is the cultural thing with us. But for sellers, I mean, number one, it's really more expanding and looking. Just, you know, first step, just look in your cabinet. Mm-hmm. I mean, us, we have lots of stuff in our cabinets that are there, like for eternity. We don't pull it out. We don't use it. It's just there. I don't know why. I mean, you know, I'm guilty of that as well.
Yeah, me too.
So, I mean, if you can start with that. As a seller, if you want to make money buying and selling, mm-hmm. you just look at your cabinet first. And
okay.
then there are a lot of stuff that you can get rid of and, mm-hmm. you know, get cash for it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, these things, you just pull it out of your cabinet, take a picture of it, go to a buy and sell website like ayusdito.ph and upload it. And, you know, you're opening it up to like 30 million people in the Philippines who might be interested in it.
One of the common excuse that I also get from prospective sellers was that they feel that if they post information online, even if they sell something, the mere fact that they're exposing themselves also has its own risks, like security among others, especially if you're selling an expensive item. What is the best way to go about it to the point that you won't feel that you will have to divulge too much information about yourself as a seller and that your privacy or security won't be compromised?
Okay, well, there are several things that you can do. Okay. Number one, when you put up a description of the item, I mean, you just write the basic description. You don't need to put personal information. Describe the item as detailed as you can, and then, you know, that is enough for a buy and sell ad, for an ad to be posted. Now, in terms of contact information, you have the option to either put your phone number or your email address. If you feel that you want to be a bit, you don't want to be bogged down with so many messages in your phone, just put down your email address. In iOS Dito, we have that option that you can hide your phone number.
Okay.
And then when we can even hide your email address because we don't expose your email address. We just have a button there on your ad, contact advertiser. So they just click on that link and then an email form will pop up. So an interested buyer will just send out an email. So email and phone numbers are not exposed. So you can feel safe that you can post an ad without really revealing contact information.
And as a seller, how do you know that a buyer is legitimate?
Well, that's one of the things that you really have to consider. Okay, when you're contacted by someone, of course, we always note to people, to our users as well, to shop safely. We have several tips on making sure that the transactions that our buyers and sellers conduct are safe offline. It's like, number one, when you contact a seller, you can arrange meetups in public places. That's one. Definitely, that's the first barrier or that's the first step that you can determine if the seller is legit or not. I mean, definitely,
or
at
even
one point,
if the buyer is legitimate or not.
Yes, exactly. So if you ask him, you can meet up like in a coffee shop and he doesn't show up. So that's one. That's one already, because definitely buy and sell in the Philippines, it will end up in a face-to-face transaction. That's what happens now. I would say that the transactions happening online purely, meaning payment is done online and then I'll ship you the item for buy and sell. It's not that heavy yet. People still want to see the item before they buy it. So if you have to know that you have a legitimate buyer, just set up a meet in a public place, and then if the buyer shows up, then that's your first step. That's a legitimate buyer there who wants to look at your goods.
A lot of people are also scared buying from classified ads-based site because they're not sure if the person selling is really selling a real product in the first place. Perhaps they're trying to bait on people, like if you can't afford to buy this type of item, then you must be well off, therefore you're exposing yourself to possible abusers. So how do you suggest that a buyer should go about it so that they won't feel intimidated in trying a buy and sell site or trying to buy products through a buy and sell site?
Okay, well, that's where most more risks come from on the buyer side, because definitely, I mean, if you contact a seller and, you know, without even meeting the seller or discussing a few more item details about the item, they ask for down payments, they ask that you deposit a certain amount to their bank account and they'll send you the item. That in itself should be a flag already. Okay. If they give you a bank account, please deposit here. Definitely, I mean, you know, the trust factor is already compromised at that point, because typically a seller, a genuine seller, would really show his goods and would make sure that the buyer is really interested in the item and the buyer would check it out. So if someone asks for like your phone number, contact information, without really presenting the product itself, then that's a red signal already. That's a red flag to the buyer. So he should be careful and be very cautious if he's really interested in the item.
So what are your plans for this year for ISDito?
Oh well, definitely, as you can, we're starting to enter our third year.
Okay.
Actually, we're celebrating our second year anniversary soon.
What are some of these new features that we can expect this year?
Yeah, well, one is we're implementing a new feedback system.
Okay.
Definitely, this feedback system will help a long way in identifying, you know, risks within the users themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It will help us and our community identify real sellers from scammers. I mean, you know, scammers are always there, but, you know, this system will really help us identify these in a better way,
mm-hmm.
which we will be involving the community. It's not just going to be us. I mean, we don't operate the site for ourselves. Mm-hmm. We operate the site for the users. And we, with this feature, we are going to empower our community to regulate themselves more,
mm-hmm.
so that we can help them get more valid transactions.
So does this mean that ISDito is moving towards registration?
Actually, with this feature, I'd tell you, not really. Not
okay.
really still. But registration is also one thing that we're looking into. But mm-hmm. we do believe that with this feature that we are launching soon, in a couple of months,
mm-hmm.
will definitely help generate feedback better for the community as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Recently, some of the classified ad sites have also expanded into other business.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I recall correctly, eBay has already entered into the group buying space, and I've heard a few more who are venturing into that. How about ISDito? Is it planning to open up new ventures or new expansion to further beef up its service?
Well, right now, Janet, straight out, no. As we discussed earlier, the buy and sell market itself is still small.
Okay.
We want to grow that market, and we want to focus on that market. We won't be going into other business models until we are sure that the core of our site is really reaching a lot more people. We will grow the market still. So I guess in terms of strategy, it's still that pure buy and sell.
Okay. So all the best to ISDito this 2011.
Thank you
very much, John. Okay. Thank you, everyone.